Countess Demetria is a dedicated prophet of Jesus Christ, bringing you intellectually stimulating Bible-based thought designed to help you achieve the highest quality of life possible. And now, your host of Authority Grace, Prophetess Demetria.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you for tuning in to Authority Grace Ministry. I am Prophetess Demetria. I thank you so much, and I trust that you are going to enjoy the show. You will be enlightened and motivated in the mighty name of Jesus by the words that are coming out of my mouth, God's Word. Amen. So welcome, everybody. I wanted to start by saying that this is a mighty pleasure, and I feel great that God has chosen me to be here and be a part of the radio listening audience. Amen. This is my first day out the gate, so I just have to tell you, I'm so excited. I know that I have many listeners out there, and it's always a delight to have you all here on the airwaves and to be here with me and supporting me. Hi, Joan. How are you? Praise God.
Amen. All is well with me. All is well.
Amen. I'm so glad you're here. I know that we have many of our team members here listening with us.
Yes.
This is Evangelist Joan, and I'm so glad to have her here, a mighty woman of God. She's a prayer warrior, team prayer warrior with us, and we pray and believe God together, and we have lots of testimonies and miracles that have taken place throughout the years, over the years, as we have been praying for God's people. Amen.
Amen.
Joan, have a few words, John. Welcome to Authority Grace.
Amen. Well, that is a blessing to be on this line, and grace is authority. Amen. And it
Amen.
Is a pleasure to be on the line with you. We go back a long ways, and we've come a long ways, and we're going a long ways in Christ Jesus. So I just think it's a blessing to be on the line with you this evening.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. What a blessing to have you here. I wanted to go ahead and start talking about, you know, we had a conversation earlier after prayer. We talked about faith, and faith is our assurance, and we use faith a lot in our prayer. We stand on that word of God, and we know that faith is our assurance. We study out of Hebrew, the 11th chapter, and we were just talking about how faith, the assurance, and we talked about faith being that title deed. And we were speaking about how when you get the title deed to a house, amen, you know that house belongs to you, amen. And that's the same way it is with this faith. We know, we have the assurance that it belongs to us. It is God gave it to us, amen. And he allows us to walk by faith. He teaches us, amen. And it gives us that confirmation. That's what I like about it. Faith is confirmation. Amen. And I thank God for teaching us.
Yeah.
And one of the things is that as we read Hebrews, the 11th chapter, let me grab it. I'm going to read it out of the Amplified Version. And in the Amplified Version, it says, now, oh, I'm sorry, now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of things we hope for. Amen. Being the proof of things we do not see and the conviction of their reality. Amen. And I want to stop right there because faith, without it, we can't do anything. Amen. Faith, yes. If you have fear, you're not operating in faith. Amen.
Yeah.
And if I'm faithing, I'm not allowing fear to come in.
Right.
When I was getting ready to sign on for the first time to this radio broadcast, Authority Grace, I felt a little bit of something coming, but I said, you know what? If I operate in fear, that means faith is not dwelling in me. Amen. And so I said, you know what? No, I am going to stand. I'm going to walk this walk. And you know, I thought about it. I said, you know, everybody has a first in something.
That's right.
Everybody has their first of something. The first time you ever stood before the people and read a Bible scripture. We came out of the nursing field. So the first time you had to step and to assist a patient, you know, everybody had a first. Amen. And so we know God is with us and he trusts us with his word. Amen. That's the faith that we have. We believe that he trusts us with his word. Go ahead, Joan.
I was just letting you complete what you were saying. I didn't get the last statement that you made.
About that last statement was about how that God trusts us with his word. And that's the faith that we have, knowing that he trusts us with his word. He trusts us with assignments, things that he gives us to do. And we have to do them by faith. Amen.
Yeah.
We don't know the outcome when we step into it. We just step on that. We say, the Lord said it. I believe it. Amen. And that settles it. I'm going for it.
Yes. That is so true, because without it, we can't please God. According to scripture, he said, without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Amen.
And also, yes, and Jesus, because of Jesus, he gave us, it's our faith in him. One translation says the faith of God.
Yes.
And what I hear is that is Jesus.
Yes, him.
So it's it's impossible to please God without Jesus. So yes, it's faith. It Amen. Is needed. It's nothing we can do without it. Nothing.
Amen.
As born again Christians, this is how we live. We live by the faith of God. We live in the faith of God, and that's how we live. That's our lifestyle. Everything we do will come out of that for Christ. So yes, amen. It's a blessing.
Yes.
It is a blessing.
Praise God.
Yes. Faith took the stress out.
Yes, it did.
It took
It took
the struggle out of us trying to work it out in our own self effort.
Yes. Amen.
So he gave us this faith. Amen. He gave us this faith, like I said, to speak those things that has already been spoken.
That's right.
And we know it will come to pass because he declared it.
Amen.
And we just stay in agreement with him.
Yes.
Because he's declared it. So we know it will come to pass.
That's right. By faith, we believe and trust.
And we also
understand. Faith gives us understanding. We walk by faith. And that makes our understanding keen when we trust in faith God's work. It gives us great understanding in the name of Jesus. And with understanding, we know comes wisdom. Amen. Yes. And right now, while we're talking, I want to welcome Anna. Thank you, Anna Rebus, for joining us from Wisconsin. We thank you for being on here with us to support us. Amen. We're talking about faith. We're talking about faith that gives us the understanding. We're talking about how with faith and by faith, we operate in no fear. Amen. We trust God. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
We thank you for Zandra joining us from North Carolina. Welcome, Zandra. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Praise God. Thank you. And so we're talking about faith. We're talking about how faith gives us the ability to a trust. Amen. Mm-hmm. It gives us that full ability to trust God, to trust his word, and to know that what he said, he shall perform it. Amen.
Amen.
We believe God. Mm-hmm. We have no doubt. Amen. We trust him.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And we understand.
Yes.
By the Holy Ghost. Now, we got to keep that in mind now. By the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Because we know without faith, we can't please God. And we also know that by faith, what happened? The worlds were made. He spoke it into existence. By faith, we believe. Amen. He spoke it. In other words, he said it. The word became life. Come on. And walked among us. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
And we believe that.
Yeah.
We understand it. So it goes back to what we were saying, that we have that assurance.
Yes.
Amen. Lord. We have assurance. We know without a doubt. Amen. There's no doubt there. Abraham believed God. He trusted and believed every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. If God said it, that settles it. We believe it. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. Would anyone else like to expound on faith, the assurance, the title deed?
We grow from faith to faith. Because the faith I have right now, I didn't have it last year. We must be continually growing. Trusting them day by day, step by step, grace to grace, faith to faith. See, people think that happens overnight. Faith is trusting
him. It's increase.
In the small things and the big things. That's faith.
That's right. Trusting.
You know,
and knowing.
Yeah, people want to give up right away. Can't give up. You got to keep pushing through.
Amen. Amen.
Standing
on the solid foundation.
It's not going to happen in a day. It's not going to happen. We don't know. But you know, people like, where'd you get this faith? You get tested. You go through trials. Faith. Great faith. Like the centurion.
That's right. Matthew the 8th chapter. He had great faith. Amen.
Great faith.
Amen. He said, if you just send your word, I know that my servant will be healed. That's great faith.
Lord.
Amen.
Great faith, Lord. Great faith. Give us great faith, Lord. Give us great faith. But there's not even an inch, not even a speck of doubt.
Amen.
On,
no
Lord.
Doubt.
Come on, Lord. No doubt. No fear.
Doubt.
But we all been there. We all go through it. But he takes us there. He knows what's in us. He knows. Come on. He's like pulling on us. It's pulling on us. Because at the end of the day, and the whole thing, it's because he needs us out there. He needs us out there preaching his word. He needs us to know in our hearts what we're saying is true. And how we know it's true, because we've been there. We've experienced it for ourselves. That's how we know it's true.
Amen. And we continue to walk by faith.
So many things. But it was my faith in him and his faith in me. Like, come on, Anna. Come on. It was hard. It wasn't easy.
Right, but you had that assurance. You had
that
assurance. That confirmation.
Amen.
That God's faith dwells in you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Greater is he who is in me. Greater is he who is in me. God's trying to pull that out of us. He's pulling that out of us.
He wants you to trust him.
Yes,
he wants you to trust by the Holy Ghost. See, we have to trust him.
Yes. Yes.
You know, we have to trust him. And in that trust comes obedience. Amen.
There we go.
We have to be obedient. Trust the word of God that goes forth.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we all have an assignment.
Amen.
Every single one has a unique assignment.
And we have to follow through. We have to follow through. Walk by faith. Trust God.
We have to follow through.
And obey him.
It's not going to make sense to a lot of people. It's not supposed to.
No. Amen.
Between you and the Lord. You and the Lord. What he's telling you. What he's showing you. What he's asking you.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you for sharing that, Anna. Hallelujah. And you know, it goes on. Sister Zandra, you had a good word on faith. Go ahead and let God have his way.
Well, amen. Praise God. I am just so grateful that our faith grows by spending time with him, spending time in his word. Spending time allowing him to let the word of the faith that he's put in us come forth as we acknowledge who he is in us and who we are in him. And this is how our faith is cultivated as well, acknowledging that the measure of faith has been given to each one of us. And as we release, as we acknowledge, as we spend time in his presence. And one of my favorite scriptures is in Isaiah 46:10. And I believe it says that he swore by himself. And it's so powerful when we know that he swore by himself. That word of faith, grace, he has planted in each one of us that believe. And as we acknowledge and draw on that assurance, that confidence, as we possess it, that's how we're growing, acknowledging that way he is being seen in the earth today. And I love that.
Amen.
I didn't have anybody to swear by. I swore by myself.
Yes. Amen.
My word, what he said, when I say it, because if you go back to Isaiah 45, he talks in the lower parts of it as well. And he said that when I say it, he said it will come to pass because I make sure when it said, when
his
you
word
the
is
faith,
sure, yes,
your heart, yes, that living word, it's alive. His word is alive. And he has put it in our hearts. He's given us his faith. And we, as we release it, and we know that we know that we know, he's given each one of us a knower to know that faith is there.
Amen.
It's by the Holy Ghost. As you said earlier, by the Holy Ghost, as we speak, as we release it, trusting in that title deed and the authority that he has given to us.
Yes.
Mm. And we walk with him. Mm. We walk in it daily.
Yes.
With him daily. We go from
daily.
Faith to faith.
Daily.
From glory
Amen.
To glory.
Yes.
Precept
yes.
upon
yes.
precept, line upon line, here little, there little, as we grow.
Yes. Mm. Yes. Mm. Thank God for growth. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank
yes,
you,
God. Lord. Amen.
Thank
yes.
you, Jesus.
Amen.
And they're
yes.
painful.
Yes, yes, yes.
yes.
Hey, but he brings us through. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
Does. Amen. Yes,
I'm
he
excited.
Does.
Rest, I'm excited.
Rest in my
I'm
faith.
Excited.
Yeah. Rest in me. Rest in that assurance.
Yes,
yes that
Sometimes
assurance.
Sometimes you're like, God, ouch, it hurts, ouch, but You gotta go through the labor pain. You have to. Come on.
Amen.
You gotta go through that process.
Amen.
Amen.
No. Amen. It
There's
is a process.
Yes.
But we have to remember that without
For
the faith, it's impossible
right.
to please and
please
be
God.
Satisfactory yes. to him.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, we know we're going through some stuff.
Amen.
And each and every one of us listening here in attendance here today, we know that we go through something. But it's
Amen.
Not what we go through, it's how we go through. And then
Amen.
The key words
exactly.
that we go through. Amen. We don't stay.
Amen.
We don't stop. We don't park there.
No, we
Come
don't
on,
stay.
Somebody.
That's yes. right. That's right.
We don't
Amen.
Park there. Amen. We go through. It's like when you
yes.
get to a yield sign, you don't stop at a yield sign. You slow down and go on through.
Yes.
Come on, somebody.
Yes.
When you
Amen.
Get to a stop
Amen.
Sign, you stop. Amen. When you get to a red light, you stop. But the yield,
yes.
you go ease through. Come on. That's that faith.
Amen.
Ah,
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
To God.
Amen.
And then
in
you
us.
Get that green
it's
light.
Us.
And that green light, come on. Go on through. I got
yes,
you on
yes.
the other side.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you,
Praise
Lord.
God.
And we
God.
Know that in verse 6, it tells us it's impossible to please God and be satisfactory to him without the faith.
Yes.
He said, but whoever
yes.
would come near to God must believe that God exists. Meaning it's necessary. It's necessary for you to believe
yes,
that God exists. Before you can even say that you have faith.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Because you would sound seriously like a nutty buddy talking about, well, no, I don't believe in God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But I have faith to go across this water. Okay. Well, if you have faith to go across the water, amen, you believe God. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You have the faith to believe.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Let's go here for a little minute. Okay. So when you show up for work every day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Believe at whatever time it is, at the end of the week, the middle of the week, you believe that you're gonna get that paycheck. I used to truck drive. I was an over the road truck driver. For many years. And I believe that when I got to that consignee and going back and forth from the signee to the consignee, at some point within that week, payday was coming. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
Okay. So where was my faith? My faith was in that company that I worked for was going to give me my due. At the said time. Amen?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. But now, when you believe God, I want to make a point here. Your faith in God is, I can't see him, but I can see the works of him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Therefore, I believe. Amen?
Amen.
So
Amen.
I believe God. I have faith to believe that God said that he sent his son who knew no sin to become sin for me. His son took those stripes. I'm healed. Amen. I've been healed, over 2,000 years ago, right? Okay. So when the company, said company, says, hey, at the end of every week, I'm going to pay you. Okay? Now, as a Christian woman, I'm believing by faith in God that said company is going to keep his word. When I finish doing my part, he's going to do his part. And his part is what? To give me my due. What's due me?
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Okay? So,
amen.
When you tell me that you don't have faith in God, but you can put your faith in this person that you're giving him 40 hours, 60 hours, how many hours you work. Some people work forever, ever hours. But you put your faith that however many hours you give these people, you believe that they're going to give you what's due you.
Mm-hmm.
So what I say is now, since you trust a man that you can see to do what he said he was going to do, what more will you trust God, the creator of heaven and earth? Trust him. Believe in him that he's going to do what he said he was going to do. If he said, don't you worry, you go out there, you do what I have told you to do and called you to do, and at the end, you are covered, you won't be hungry. Come on.
Yes.
That's faith to believe.
That's faith. Yes, it is.
Amen.
Amen.
That's that same piece when you said the doctor came and he told you something that you didn't want to hear. But you believe God, no matter what that doctor said, who has the last word? God has the last word. He has the last of the say-so. Amen.
Yes,
so I believe God rather than man.
Yes.
Amen. Because I believe God can do all things. Amen. I believe I don't have to put my hand in those holes in the nail scarred hand of Jesus to believe. I have the faith to believe God said it, and that settles it. I have the faith to believe he said, by my son's stripes, you are healed. I have the faith to believe. When my uncle was sick and I stood on that word of God and I said, Lord, you said, you sent your word and it healed them. And so now I'm speaking that same word and I believe my uncle is healed and I'm sending your word 300 miles away. Amen.
Amen.
And I got that call and they said he was up and doing fine, eyes open, talking, and let's do something else. Come on.
Amen.
We have
to
believe God.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
You see, walk by faith. Trust and believe him. Amen.
Yeah.
We just had a miracle testimony. I wish the sister was on the line. Because I'm telling you, walking by faith in a real, I'm not talking about walking by faith when your bank account says you can come anytime you want to. I'm not talking about.
Right.
See, to me, that's not faith. That's not faith. When you your bank account say, hey, Demetri, whenever you need me, just come on by Providence. I got you. That's not faith.
Right.
I know it's there.
Right.
Faith is when I need a car. I don't have no money in my pocket. The man say he needs some money. And he didn't say he need 50 cents.
Mm.
My faith says, okay, I'll be there in a few minutes.
Mm.
And what's happening? I'm believing that when I get there, God's already been there.
Amen.
So I wish the lady, maybe she'll be here next week, you know, when we meet again, to give that testimony where she didn't have any money, but she went on where the man in the car was, and when she got there, and the money was there too.
Amen.
That's that faith. That's right now faith. That's not yesterday's faith. That's not 20-year ago faith. That's right now faith. I'm talking about something that's happening right now.
Yeah.
It has a date on it, 2019.
Yeah.
Amen. So my message today is walk by faith. My message today is trust God with everything in you. Amen. My message today will say, have the assurance that God can do it, and He will do. Amen. Stand and see yourself with the title deed in your hand, because that's what faith is.
Lord.
Faith represents a title deed.
Yes,
okay?
Lord.
It represents that, listen, His grace is sufficient. Amen. His grace is sufficient. What is sufficient?
Yes,
when you go to that bank and it's money always there, they never say no. Come on. It's sufficient.
Amen.
Yes, but His grace is sufficient. It's never empty.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's
we can
powerful,
always
sir.
Go
That's
to
powerful.
Him.
It's very
He's
powerful.
Always
sir.
There. Come on, somebody. Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
We know
Amen.
We
Glory
serve a phenomenal God.
Yeah. Phenomenal.
He's phenomenal.
Amen. Glory
Thank
to God.
You, Jesus. Thank you,
Thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
I
you,
praise
Lord.
God because I walk by faith and not by sight. I thank the Lord for who He is and whose I am. Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Anyone else have any words they want to share? Come on, let God, let us know what God is doing.
I got testimony.
You, hallelujah. This is the authority grace ministry.
Amen.
We believe in great grace. Hallelujah.
Yes, great grace.
I
just wanted to share 2 Peter 1. And, 1-3, I believe, when you said great grace, and grace is biblical grace, unmerited, unearned, undeserved favor. And it all came through Jesus Christ. He is our grace.
Yes.
And it says grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who calls us by glory and virtue by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And so that's what I'm hearing tonight. Everything has already been given to us.
Yes.
And so we just call it in by faith of God.
Yeah.
And so that's our authority. We have that authority and grace to do that.
Yes, we do.
Everything we have is through grace. The authority, our faith, everything. He has blessed us with every blessing. Everything that pertains to life and godliness.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
So that's
Amen.
That's what
Amen.
I'm hearing. It was a blessing, glory to God. Amen.
Yes.
Thank
Hallelujah.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
I just
feel it. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. We want to welcome Johnny. That was a good word. We want to welcome Johnny to the broadcast. Welcome to Authority Grace. Hallelujah.
Welcome.
We're speaking about faith tonight.
Yes, I listening on the live telephone, and I just wanted to chime in on the story about faith. It's funny, I actually used that same analogy with one of my coworkers. About, you know, having faith in God. They were saying, you know, how can you believe in something that you can't see? In which I just used that by saying, you know, I see God every day with His work, you know, the miracles and the blessings. But, you know, retorted and turned it back on Him to where, how do you believe in somebody that you don't see? And, he was basically telling me he didn't believe in God. And when I went forward and told him that I wasn't talking about God, I was actually talking about the employer, you know, because we do. We wake up every morning, you know, dedicate 8 hours to this job where we, you know, we don't know, you know, who the owner. You've never seen this guy before. It could be, you know, a computer-owned program for all we know, you know, but you have faith that, you know, at the end of your 40-hour week that, you know, this entity is going to pay you. You know, why not have the same faith in a God that's proven, you know?
Come on.
It's guaranteed, you know, the blessing. You see, you know, what the outcome is from being a believer or from having faith, putting all your trust in God.
Yes. Good work. Ah,
amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was good work. Thank you for sharing. Ah, that was good work. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Anna, you were saying. Hallelujah.
Well,
I thank God.
First of all,
I want to say I thank God for my supporters. I thank God for you all chiming in and giving your part and saying your portion of what you believe. See, this is how we're built up. Amen. We're built up in our most holy faith. When you hear my testimony, I hear your testimony, they hear your testimony, they hear how God is moving, they get to find out, amen, that he's real, he does move. We're real people. Like you said, we're not computer generated, what they call it, bots. We're not bots, we are real people. You cut us, we gonna bleed, amen. and we're here to testify of his goodness. And as you continue listening in, I come on bi-weekly, amen, every other week, I'm here, and you'll be able to hear the different testimonies about how God is moving in people's lives. We're real people, hallelujah, living a real life, amen, trusting God, and walking by faith in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, Anna.
Well, if I could say all the testimonies, people would be like, huh? There's so many that I cry even thinking about it. Just, I cry. Because like last year, I hadn't hurt my shoulder. They called it frozen shoulder. I never heard of frozen shoulder. And they wanted me to do this therapy. And I don't know if you remember, Sister Mitra, I could not move my arm.
I remember.
I could not move my arm. And my husband would move it around, and it would hurt. And I'm like, he's like, no. And then I've heard of people that needed surgery for that. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to have this, right? So then one day, a pastor of ours, that he came from Florida, he used to live here. They had like a little gathering, and we knew we were supposed to go meet him at the church. And we knew, and the whole day was just like, everything was upside down, and we knew. I said, honey, we got to go. So we end up going there, and then he said, anybody need a healing? Yes, I ran up there right away, and they prayed over my arm. But see, when he picked me up, he hurt my arm. The arm that had that thing. And I was like, oh, I was crying. But I just received it. I got the Holy Ghost. I was all over the place, right? And like a day or two, the shoulder was fine.
Amen.
The shoulder was, and I was like,
amen.
Huh? It
yes.
took that little pain or whatever that snapped back together.
That's right. Amen. Amen. See, God moves mightily.
Just recently, I'm realizing, wait a minute. Just last year, I couldn't move this arm. I couldn't move my shoulder. The Lord healed me.
Amen.
And he healed me in so many ways. And I'm like, and I'm grateful. And when he says, go over here. Just last week, we prayed for somebody at the Walmart, praying in tongues. The Lord led us there. I'm telling you, when we were done, Javier and I had to go for a ride because I couldn't stop crying. Because the Holy Ghost was fell down at Walmart. He led us to pray for this guy.
Hallelujah. God is good.
To Walmart. We don't go to Walmart.
I don't like going to Walmart. And he's like, we did a little turn. There was a guy in a wheelchair. And he's like, Javier. And Javier remembers him when they were little. He was a healthy kid, but he got into a car accident. He's in a wheelchair. And then Javier just started talking to him, and he just starts, you know, speaking about his mother's testimony. And he goes, can I pray for you? He goes, here? And Javier said, absolutely. And we just started praying. I was praying in tongues. I'm telling you, the camera caught it. I'm glad it did. It was beautiful.
Amen.
It was beautiful.
Amen.
When we left, we know that man changed, and we believe, God, that he is healed. That he is
Amen.
Healed.
Yes. Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Just want to be great. When you're grateful and you don't, you'll go to Walmart. You'll go to the McDonald's. You'll go where they ask you to go.
Hallelujah.
There's someone there. There's always someone in need of prayer. Even ourselves. I'll be the first one. Oh yeah. I'm in the need of prayer. So many people
Amen.
Are ashamed. What are you ashamed of? Come on.
Glory.
Come on.
Glory.
I'm greedy. Give me all my blessings. I want
Amen.
Them all. I want it all. I want all of God. Every inspect. I want them all. I want all of him.
Amen.
Just,
all of him and none of us.
Yes.
And none of us. Amen.
Take them and leave them. Oh, Jesus, don't ever leave me, Lord. That's what
Amen.
I say. Don't ever leave me, Lord. Don't ever
Amen.
Leave me, Lord.
Amen. Woo. Hallelujah. Woo. That's what matters Woo. Most is that we keep him.
Yes.
Ever. Ever, ever in the forefront of our lives.
It's in
Amen.
Us. It's not us. It's in us. It's not in the church building. It's us. It's us. We got to take on this world. We got to take this world with us to heaven. Because many are dying. They're going to hell. They're really going to hell.
And we got to
no
walk by faith and believe God
yes.
that
Step
it's being
out.
Taken
Step
care
out.
Of in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
That there's nothing
us.
Missing and nothing us. Broken. Hallelujah. Ooh. Hallelujah. Ooh. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Lord. Thank you,
Thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. He's
Thank
a good
you,
father.
Jesus.
He's a good father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, good
he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
mm-hmm.
you, Jesus. Thank you,
yes.
Lord. Thank you,
mm-hmm.
Lord. I know there's many listening. Amen. Thank you for that word, Anna, and all those
yes,
that shared, Johnny and Sister Joan and Sister Zandra. I thank you all for sharing. And I know that there's many others that are listening that may have not called in on the talkback line. But
mm-hmm.
I know that this word has went out in
Amen,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus. And I know that there are many in the mighty name of Jesus that are in the sound of our voice, hallelujah,
mm-hmm.
that know that faith is.
Yes.
And faith is.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that
mm-hmm.
there are many that are having experiences with God and they're not able to share them at this time. But I want to know, by the power of the Holy Ghost vested in me as a prophet to the nation, I can tell you that God is real. And what you're experiencing in your night sleep, in your night visions, in your alone time, what you're experiencing by the Holy Ghost is real. Hallelujah. And you can embrace him by faith.
Yes.
If you never
yes.
see him, embrace him in the mighty name of Jesus and tell him, Lord, I love you. I trust
yes.
you
yes.
in the mighty name of Jesus.
Mm.
Walk by faith and not by sight. Amen.
Amen.
Don't
Amen.
Be like the one that said, well, if I see it, I'll know it's real. If I can touch it, I'll know
yes.
he's real.
Amen.
But
Amen.
Get in the word for yourself. Amen. Read in Hebrew about the faith that those before us had. Amen. Read over in Ephesians Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. Read and understand in Deuteronomy. Amen. Just trust God and know and believe. Walk by faith and not by sight. Seek God. Ask Him to give you understanding on who He is and who you are. Amen.
Amen.
Begin to build that personal relationship with Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So that you can know Him for yourself. So that when you hear a testimony, it's not confusing to you. You can bear witness to the word that's going forth. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. You'll have a witness in your spirit about the truth.
Praise God. By the Holy Ghost. Amen.
It's by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
The Holy Ghost, He testified.
He said that if we know Him, we know Him by the Spirit. Isn't that what He said?
Yes.
They that dwell with Him must dwell with Him in spirit and in truth. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Come on, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I pray that this word has fell on good ground. It fell on ears that are hungry for the word of God, the truth. Because His word is truth. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
And truly,
and
this was our first time. Go ahead.
Yes. I'm sorry. I wanted to go, you were in Hebrews talking about faith too, and I wanted to make a correction on Isaiah. It's Isaiah 45:23, and he said, I swore by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return to me. He said, I've sworn by myself. And then he goes back over in Hebrews and bring it back over in chapter 6, verse 13. And he said, for when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater than he swore by himself. And there's that faith that we can hold on and ground ourselves into along with everything else that's been said. Praise God.
Amen. And then where I was taking it was, and I thank you for that, Sister Sandra, and where I was trying to go is over in Isaiah 43, you have to have faith to believe that he said, I will walk with you. I'll keep you. Remember Isaiah 43, when he said, I'll be with you in that water. When you go through the fire, I'll be with you. That's that faith. Amen. We got to have faith to believe that we're in the storm. when we're in that storm, come on, somebody, that He's there with us.
Amen.
You know, and as we go on further in, we'll bring that out. But thank you so much, you know, for sharing that. Because my faith, I share with people all the time, my faith is strong. I believe God. I don't care if I never get to stick my hand in no hole in His side and the piercings in His hand. I just believe God. Amen.
Amen.
I believe God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I trust
Him. Amen.
Everything.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. And you know, I just want to say before we close, I want to thank each and every one of you for supporting me. This moral support has just made it so good, made it so great. And the faith of God has been really broken down to its lowest common denominator. And I thank you all for being partakers in that. Amen. I thank you all for that.
Amen.
The glory of God. And I pray blessings upon you all. I speak into your lives in the mighty name of Jesus, that there will be nothing broken, nothing missing in your life, and that you're standing and believing God for, it shall be. Amen. It
Amen.
Shall
Amen.
Be. And I believe God, and I send His word to each and every one of you in the mighty name of Jesus and to our listening audience. Amen. I thank God for you. I thank you for being a part of Authority Grace Ministry in the mighty name of Jesus. And that you have need of, hallelujah, just believe God. Put it in your heart, not your mind, in the name of Jesus, and believe God, and it shall be. Amen. Yes. And accept Christ as your personal Savior. He said, all you have to do is believe. They that believe God. Hallelujah. And that's what I want you to do. I just want you to say, Lord, I thank you and I praise you. And I believe, hallelujah, that you rose again. I believe that you rose again and you're here for me. I believe that you knew no sin and became sin for me for that moment. And then on the third day, you rose with new life in your hand for me. Amen. Believe God. Yes, trust him.
Yes,
and obey his word.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And again, this is Authority Grace in the mighty name of Jesus with Prophetess Demetria. And if you would like to get in touch with us, we're at info@authoritygrace.org. Hallelujah. Prophetic55@gmail.com. Amen. And if you would like to write us, we're at P.O. Box 753092, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89136. I'm sorry. Again, that's Las Vegas, Nevada, 89136. And I'm Prophetess Demetria for Authority Grace Ministry.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Did anyone have any last words, Sister John?
No. No.
Johnny?
I'm good. Thank you.
Amen. Johnny?
No, no. That was a good word.
Amen. Sister Sandra?
No, all is well. Amen.
Anna Reeves?
I got more, but that's for another time.
Amen. I love her. Praise God. I just want to say really quick, I have 2 minutes. I want to just say that Anna Reeves and her husband over in Wisconsin are doing a mighty work for Jesus. I praise God for them. They get out on the streets. The people call them the walking prophets. They get out on the streets and they walk and they pray all over to the parks and all over that city, all in McDonald's. Amen.
Yes,
I praise God for Anna and her husband, Javier. I thank the Lord for them. We've cried on the phone a many a nights and prayed a many a nights for God's people. Yes. Amen. I want to thank the Lord for Sister Joan. That's my longtime, lifetime sister friend. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. And we prayed and came through. In the mighty name of Jesus for lots of people. And Sister Zandra, she's part of our prayer team. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that Johnny is my son. That's my eldest son. I thank the Lord for him. How he showed up and stood up with his mom. Praise God. Hallelujah. Again,
Amen.
This is Authority Grace. I love you.
Love you too.
Amen.
Amen. You all be blessed. Praise God.
Praise God.
We love you, Johnny. You don't know it, but we love you, Johnny.
Yes.
Hey,
Johnny.
I can hear it. You all be blessed.
Be blessed. Okay, you too. Amen.
You all be blessed. Love
be blessed. You. We'll see you.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you. 2 weeks. Hallelujah. I'll keep
go,
you
Daddy, go, week. Go, go.
The authority.
We'll meet again.
Amen.
Amen.
Tune in to Authority Grace with Prophetess Demetria. Every other Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on PBS Radio, Station 1.